Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf. Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kuzin with me, Tan Chung Han, and we have on the line David Ng, Senior Derivatives Product Specialist at Phillip Futures.
Good morning, David. All right, so later today, the Malaysian Palm Oil Board set to release last month's industry data. Now, according to the Bloomberg Surveys median estimate, exports expected to see a double-digit on-month growth, yet stockpiles are still expected to have grown. So what gives here?
Good morning, Han. I think based on some of the preliminary export estimates that we're seeing, I think it's clearly that exports have did indeed pick up for the past couple of months. I think this is owing due to Ramadan season that's in play. I think stocks overall still remain fairly low at the moment, but I think market is expecting that stocks to pick up. The main reason is because for the past couple of months, we've seen how domestic consumption has actually picked up. And I think this domestic consumption will start to dwindle a long time. And I think moving forward, we look at a recovery in terms of production. As we are seeing those numbers that's coming in, production is set to recover on quite a big pace. And that will indeed put a lot of pressure on stocks, even though we have a huge export that's coming into the market. But I think recovery in production is going to offset that.
Now, you mentioned this earlier, so we are in the midst of Ramadan. Now, looking forward, though, what's next in terms of sparking global demand for Malaysia's palm oil?
Indeed, we are halfway along the Ramadan season. I think after Ramadan season, I think market is watching closely on how two big markets, especially on China and India, how are they going to be buying more palm. If you just look at the numbers coming from China port inventories, those numbers seem to be quite low at the moment. And we reckon that China will start to gear up their purchase for palm more probably in the next couple of weeks, just to fill up the demands for their local domestic consumption. And given that we have seen how seasonal China is in play, second half usually will be a stronger demand for China in particular. If you just look at India, however, on the other hand, India looks likely to be importing less this year, given that they have less weather uncertainty, and also their domestic supplies for vegetable oil remain quite robust. So I think for palm, the demand coming from India may not be that fantastic this year.
Well, besides China and India, we also got to talk about the EU, right? Because they have long been one of our biggest importers of Malaysian palm oil. So what's the outlook in terms of EU demand for Malaysian palm oil?
EU has stepped up the legislation on banning palm in the next couple of years. I think that's going to have a short-term impact, probably translate to medium-term impact in terms of demand for palm. I think definitely we are seeing that the numbers coming from EU will probably be slowing, coming down. But that, again, still be watchful because we are looking at other vegetable oil complex that could potentially be in a shortfall. And palm could potentially fill up the gap, probably in the short term.
Now, last month on this segment, we spoke about the risk of El Nino. Any updates on that front?
I think the risk of weather uncertainty, especially El Nino coming back this year, still remains at pretty neutral ground. It's probably as just latest figures coming from the Australia Bureau Board, those numbers looking to be 50% chance of having El Nino back this year. But again, I think we are watching closely on this one because weather uncertainty did cause a big impact last year. And if it does come back again this year, it's going to have big impact on production, and probably that will translate into higher prices at the end of the month.
Now, David, going back to the demand story, because we understand the spread between palm oil and its competitor, soybean, that has hit a low base. So what does that mean for demand for CPO?
We have tracked closely how the palm oil and bean oil spread has been. The normal range for such a spread will probably be between $100 per metric ton. We have seen those spreads coming down quite gradually. And now we are probably the average spread between these two products is doing about $50 to $60 per metric ton. With such a low spread in the market, we believe that the market participants will eventually be shifting over to soybean oil, which is having a better outlook in terms of production and also the prices. So whichever, when bean oil price is actually very low, palm oil is feeling a bit of competitive pressure. So we are seeing that such a low spread will actually cause palm oil to lose its competitiveness and also the demand for palm in the longer run.
All right, so David, given all that we have discussed here, you know, be it the spread between palm and its competitor soybean, given the overall global demand for palm oil, and also we note that the ringgit has strengthened about 5.2% against the US dollar so far this year. How does this all feed into your outlook for palm oil prices?
We foresee the demand for palm in the short term to medium term is going to be affected by a couple of factors I just mentioned. Given that the strengthening of the ringgit will also be a negative factor for palm oil demand in the medium term, we still foresee a strengthening of ringgit is going to impact palm demand in the medium term. So going forward, we are seeing a recovery in terms of production and probably demand to be quite lackluster. So probably you are saying that from now on, prices are going to be at this range and perhaps towards the later part of this year, we should see a bit of pickup, especially coming from major markets. And hopefully by then, currency will play a role in terms of a weaker ringgit.
That was David Ng, Senior Derivatives Product Specialist with Phillip Futures.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.